Come on, get happy, because it's time to go back to the 70s. I am your Afro-wearing host, Darian. Coming up after the break, we're taking it all the way back to Tuesday, March 31st, 1970.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Betty, may I see Mr. Jameson?
Sorry, but Mr. Jameson won't be in this week.
Was something wrong?
Yes. He was stung by a spider.
It was Tuesday, March 31st, 1970. And on this date, federal bankruptcy court allows Seattle Pilots to be sold to Milwaukee. Where's Abraham Lincoln when you need him? Well, Honest Abe may have been long gone, but 1970 did leave us with Simon and Garfunkel and their number one hit, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Country music was also nothing to sneeze at, and Merle Haggard had that covered with his number one, The Fight Inside of Me. New in theaters and the highest debut of 1970, Woodstock, and I don't mean Snoopy's friend. In that evening, ABC stood for Afros and Bell Bottom, because at 8, they brought you an all-new The Mod Squad. And I'm out of time, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, it's 10 for a good buddy. And let's meet again tomorrow for another 70s flashback.